We come now to 1873, and we've moved out in our virtual tour north of Kilkenny and beyond Castlecomer to the Colliery Church, which is beside the road just short of Cretyard on the county boundary. The Colliery Church has a wonderful name, reminding us, of course, that this was, most unusually in Ireland, a mining community, that the church was set up to see to the needs, the spiritual needs of the miners. And many decades after the mines have ceased to be, the Colliery Church still bears their name. And people, I'm reminded, used to bring pieces of coal to decorate the church as at harvest, as part of the produce of that particular parish in the diocese, which was unusual and rather charming. So as we pray for those who worship in the colliery to this day, we also give thanks for an unusual piece of industrial community history there, for that strong bond of community that went with a group of people involved in mining, and that sense of a bonded community has never ceased. And as we think of fossil fuels and how perhaps the best thing to do with a lot of them now is to leave them in the ground, we also pray for the work of the church and others in considering new and environmentally sensitive ways to produce energy to meet our needs and indeed to heat our own buildings. 1873. I want to speak about events in our oldest university, the University of Dublin Trinity College, so long associated with the Church of Ireland and with training of people for its ministry, something that goes right back to the 16th century. But in 1873, there was a deeply significant piece of legislation affecting Trinity. In a way, it was a natural sequel to the disestablishment of the church itself. But there was an act passed by Parliament known as Fawcett's Act after the person who led it through the parliamentary process. And in effect, it was about the final abolition of any religious tests in order to hold office or receive degrees or in any way to benefit from what the University of Dublin had to offer. There had been a time when the fellows of the college were in Anglican orders. There had even been a time when one had to receive the sacrament according to the rites and ceremonies of the established church if one was to graduate. Hard to believe now, but I used to reflect when I was chaplain in Trinity in the 1990s as I contemplated the ancient and wonderful college silver when it was used at worship, that there had been a time when, almost against their consciences, people had to sip from that same silver in order to take their degrees. And what a travesty of sacramental worship such an imposition was. It was part of another time, and all final vestiges of religious tests in the college were abolished in 1873. In a way, it was a natural sequence to disestablishment. This came a few years after the end of the church establishment, and so emerged the foundations of a modern university which sought to be inclusive and to pursue truth rather than any particular conception of it. The training of Church of Ireland clergy, of course, continued there through what was called the Divinity School, as it does to this day through the Church of Ireland Theological Institute, which is associated with the University of Dublin. But other than that particular compartment of clergy training, no religious tests any longer affected other students. Now, it has to be said, and I think this is a fair thing to say, that at the time, the leaders of the majority of the Roman Catholic Church were rather suspicious of a university that was without religious tests or sanctions. They wanted their own university rather than rather like as Trinity had once been very much the University of the Church of Ireland. And strangely, into my own lifetime, there was an official Roman Catholic prohibition on students attending Trinity College because of its potential danger to morals. And that came to an end only in the 1970s. And we can't blame people for that. It was for so long the atmosphere, the mood of the churches, that they should have some sort of control over universities and create an appropriate habitat for the further education of their own members and students. However, in Trinity in 1873, that Parliamentary Act marked the birth of post-denominational inclusive university life in Ireland. It took a long time to reach the level it's at now, but eventually it reached there. And so in the University of Dublin, in due course, a stage was reached where the academic scholarly study of theology itself was cherished, but no denomination could police what was discussed or taught. All that is rooted in Fawcett's Act of 1873.